get this. Never even.
Spreading a little Christmas cheer in the holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Hope you're having a beautiful Arizona holiday weekend. Thank you for joining us for the last 3 hours. We're here every single Saturday morning from 8 to 11. Shall we try and jump through one or two more calls just real quick? How about George out in Queen Creek? Let's welcome George in the conversation, see if we can just take care of one or two more calls here before we check out for the week. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Rosie.
What you up to? How's that?
Well, I built a fish pond above ground and with a waterfall.
Okay.
And I left about a one-foot square area that the concrete wasn't poured in for to put a drain in and bring my water in, et cetera.
Okay.
Okay. So when I bring that pipe up that's got the water and the put the drain in,
yeah.
What do I want to do at that point right there to seal it so I don't have a leak?
Well, George, once you run your drain in and you back pour that 1 foot square area, the best thing you're going to want to do is that cold joint right there between the old concrete and the fresh concrete is going to be forever wanting to leak. So you'll get a product, it's an epoxy powder based concrete. Thoroseal makes a great product that you would mix and apply in that area, and they do a lot of water cistern lining with that, so it's absolutely, and I would probably put it on in a couple layers that you can either brush it on or trowel it on. That cold joint right there, though, is going to be, you know, the weak link in the whole system. With if and when in the future the system ever starts leaking, that's going to be the first place you want to take a look. Shall we run down to Faye in Tucson real quick, see if we can wrap up Faye? Good morning, Faye. Thank you for calling. Happy holidays from all of us here at Rosie on the House.
Oh, she might have set her phone down and walked away. We'll have to give her a second to get to the phone here. It may be a call we finish off air. Faye?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, good job.
Thanks for being there. I have a disaster.
Oh.
We live in Tucson. About a month ago, we learned that our ceiling in our master bathroom, master bedroom closet had all fallen down. There was some moisture involved, mold everywhere. So we're having that done by a restoration company.
Okay.
But they've eliminated roof leaks, plumbing leaks, and now they're saying they think it was caused by the air conditioner.
Okay.
That the air conditioner pan that holds the condensation water,
right,
overflowed and got into the house. The air conditioner is in the ceiling of the garage. Now, I don't understand how this could happen. And no one has explained it to me well enough that I'm sure that this isn't going to happen again. So we need to see what you have to say about this.
Okay. The air conditioning unit in the attic is back over above the garage. This is,
yes,
happening in the master bathroom?
And bedroom. And master bedroom closet, about a quarter of the house.
Which is not adjacent to the garage.
No.
Okay. Well, it would be unusual, but it could actually be condensation forming on the ductwork itself. That happens a lot when we have the ductwork encased and in soffits. I'm with you, Faye. I wouldn't put a lot of time or effort into fixing this until we really truly determined what the problem was.
Yep.
It sounds like to me, I don't know, I'm trying to picture this in my head as you describe it.
I'm trying to picture it too.
seems like the people we've had on site so far maybe are kind of grabbing for straws, but
yes.
don't proceed until we absolutely get it identified. If it's a problem with the air conditioning system at all, we have an air conditioning expert in Tucson, Rosie certified. The company's called Intelligent Design.
Okay.
I'd get them out there and do an assessment of your equipment first.
Okay.
333, real easy number, 333-2665.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as far as putting the house back together, again, we've got a great remodeling contractor down in Tucson, Assurance Builders. And,
okay.
And he can work with you on getting the house put back together. He, too, would be an excellent set of eyes to get on the situation and see if they couldn't pinpoint the source of the problem.
Okay, Assurance Builders.
That's right. Are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
I've been on your website, yeah.
Okay, all right. You can click on, and you'll click on in Tucson for yourself, and then you click on whichever category you're looking for. And under remodeling contractors, it's Assurance Builders.
Okay. 546-9752.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Fay.
All right, thank you.
Oh, that is not what you want to be dealing with right here, confronting the holiday season right here.
Not the best of times.
Oh, trying to clean up that mess. Well, folks, we're wrapping up the broadcast here. We appreciate y'all tuning in, as you do every single Saturday morning. We're having a gas bringing you all this great information. Please get on the website, rosieonthehouse.com. If, like Faye, you're familiar with our website and you've used our contractors and you can give us a testimony as to what great experience you've had with all of our guys, go ahead and vote for us as the number one referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. That's something we're very proud to have won the last 4 years in a row. Thank you, Arizona, for doing that. We go to work every single day of every single week of every single month of the year, go to work to try and become your best friend, Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you want to do it yourself, we've got the information for you on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. If you want to find somebody to get it done for you in your neighborhood that's already pre-screened and certified, you find them there as well, rosieonthehouse.com. If you've been blessed, encouraged, uplifted, educated at all in this past 3 hours by the team at Rosie on the House, we would only ask you to do us one small favor in this upcoming week. Pay it forward and uplift, encourage, and educate somebody else.
Happy trails to you until